All right, we're being recorded again. So now, the next item of business is approval of the agenda.
Let me ask first, is anybody notifying Martin that we're back into session?
Yeah, somebody should do
that. Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Okay. Thank you.
And just so everyone's aware that the Star 2 did work to not record during that time, and we are now recording again.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Does anybody have items of varia?
Oh, Sandy does. Just a quick one to kind of sign off from the board.
I also have one. I'm sorry, Sandy. I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. That's it.
Okay. I also have one quick item, similar. I just want the board approval for this, but it has to do something with juggle camp. So
okay.
Just an idea that I have that I want to present to the board.
Good. Any other goodies? Okay, may I have a motion for approval of the agenda, please?
This is Kim. I'll move.
Seconder?
Jerry.
Sandy.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Approval of the previous minutes. That would be of the May meeting.
Kevin Axtell.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for inviting me to listen in.
You're welcome. Feel free to check. Understand.
Okay. Is Martin back?
Hello.
Hey, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Hi.
Okay, we're at the stage of moving the minutes of the May meeting. I have a mover and a seconder. Is there any discussion? If there's no discussion, are there any objections?
On.
Yeah?
Move to approve the minutes.
Beg your pardon?
Who moved to approve the minutes?
It was Kim.
I did, you know.
And I believe Jerry seconded it. So, hearing no discussion, are there any objections? Are there any abstentions? Previous minutes are approved. All right, we have assorted reports, so we may as well work through them in whatever order people are here. Richard will be along whenever he gets here. I had a membership number from Jim Maxwell this afternoon of 1572. Plus, there's probably another dozen or so in the pipeline that he either has checks for and hasn't entered or are in process in the store. So that's still continuing its slow downward trend. Store, Sandy, is there anything to report at that?
Well, since I'm leaving the country next week till the end of July, I'll be contacting Scott Seltzer to close the store except for the availability of World Juggling Day 2008 t-shirts. So the store is going to be closed for a while, and that's about it.
Okay. Sandy, is there any reasonable way that we could have more than one person shipping stuff?
Mostly what people order would be, I could always send somebody a bunch of 2007 DVDs. I'm almost out of Juggle Visions. I only have two left. John, you have some, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I have a few boxes, yeah.
Oh, do you? So if you wouldn't mind shipping me a box, because I only have one or two left. So I guess the answer to that would be if I could find somebody who would want to, you know, ship some things out whenever I'm gone. I pretty much anticipate that I'll be traveling a lot next year also. So, you know, that would be a handy thing to have. Of course, let's see, there was last year's. I think if somebody had a stash of 2007 DVDs, that would probably be good. But they'd also have to have 2008 now.
Okay, we'll troll for somebody who can do that. That would mean that the more obscure things would basically wait for you, and probably you would never be away more than a month, I guess?
Yeah, usually I'm gone for a month.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a stash of things that can go out quickly that are fairly frequent.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Okay. Video, John, anything to report on that?
Just that the contracts with Ivan Pacell and John Hickey are all signed and executed, and everything seems to be on track for DVDs this year.
Excellent. Competition, Chuck.
Judging for prelims is out. I've gotten 3 out of the 5 judges back, and I still have, I guess, five till next Monday to get them back. So we're pretty well ahead on that. A little few less entries than past years, but I think that all I sort of expected that being first year, and it's a little bit lower on the attendance side for the festival this year. So it's not completely unexpected. Everything's going pretty well, and the last thing I'm doing is in the process of getting a couple more judges, and everything should be ready to go. And just some of my own work getting the inner workings of the system up and running, but that's just stuff I can do between now and the fest, so everything's going well.
Good. Glad to hear it. Kim, World Juggling Day.
Richard Tennyson.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, good evening. Hi.
We're just in the middle of a report, so we'll get to you in a couple of minutes.
Okay, sure.
I'm assuming everyone on the board got my final report.
Yes.
And for being thrown together rather quickly, World Juggling Day, I think, went fairly well. Just in addition to that report the written report that I did give, we had a total of 39 prize recipients. We had 6 wonderful vendors. And in my report, as I stated, and this is just for those who did not get the report, we had close to $2,000 in total retail value of the prizes this year. Little lower than other years, but literally this was put together in about 3 to 4 weeks. I really need to publicly thank John Jessman. Crash did an awesome job with the T-shirts, literally having them print it within 48 hours of getting the design, and within another 48 hours having them on my doorstep. So he was awesome to work with. He donated all of the screen setup and ink costs. We basically just paid for the shirts. So I really need to thank him. Most of our prizes have, prize winners, I should say, have verified their home addresses. I'm waiting on about 9 people yet to verify. Bottom line numbers are we had a budget of $1,000 from the IJA. The cost of the shirts was $617.74. Postage and supplies came to $277.97, which was a total amount of $895.71. The purchase shirts totaled $336, which means that the IJA's expenditure at this point for for World Juggling Day is $559.71. So did not really touch or come close to the $1,000, thankfully, with those who purchased shirts. And I'm happy to say 9 different countries were represented in, with the award winners. So I was happy to see that, too. But one thing that I would definitely like to see next year is a very clear timeline for volunteers to follow as far as what needs to be done when, and starting a lot earlier. It came together, but it came together in a very rushed manner, and it shouldn't have had to be that way. So are there any questions?
Can I put most of that in the newsletter?
You're free to take my whole report and put it in the newsletter if you like.
Okay, well, I think I'll paraphrase some bits of it. There's no
point
in saying that the two coordinators were basically late getting started.
Well, yeah, I know.
I think it is probably a good time to troll for a volunteer for next year, though. Put out a positive report, say it went well, and hey,
mm-hmm.
want to do it next year? This is a good time to do that.
So. I might be interested in it.
Yeah? Good.
Maybe.
Well, it doesn't
I'd love to.
Come first, but somebody's got to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to help you out, Sandy, if you do end up doing it.
Okay.
Because it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was just, like I said, just the hurriedness of it all shouldn't have had to be that way.
Right.
Okay, I'll get something in the newsletter on that. Richard, since you're here, you want to talk about the festival? We're all agog.
Sure. Where do I start? Can I start by telling you T-shirt? Of course, I think some of us you already know. T-shirts design are beautiful. I think it's the best shirt in a long time. Thanks to John and Crash. Vova's coming to perform and to enter, and Nightline is coming with them. The television show is going to be at our festival, which I think is
Nightline.
Pretty
is what?
I'm sorry.
What is Nightline?
Nightline's a TV news show that's very well thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Koppel was the one who did it for years and years, and then he retired. They're following Vova on his quest to overcome being just a technical juggler, but actually an employable, entertaining juggler.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I also apologize. I'm outside near a flood, and I'm having difficulty hearing myself anyway. I'm not sure if you can hear me or not.
You're coming through loud and clear on my line.
Okay, good, good. I can't hear you, sort of. What else? The program is pretty much done. I just need a cover, and I'm waiting for the mayor to give us his letter proclaiming it Juggling Day in Lexington or Juggling Week in Lexington. We have internet there. Cascade of Stars show is being produced by Dan Holtzman, so it's well attended. It's taken care of very nicely. Workshops are coming together because thanks to Chuck. I made a second site inspection about 3 weeks ago, and the day after the 4th of July, I'm taking 2 weeks of vacation in front of the festival, so I will have nothing to do with the festival. And what else? That's my little notes I made as I was calling. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've seen the news. Oh, go ahead, Sandy.
I was going to say, it sounds great. Sounds like it's really coming together.
I think we're going to have a great festival. You know, I think gas prices are hurting us. We've talked about that before. But I still think we're going to get some drive-ups close to the convention who can get there close by.
Richard, this is Kim Laird.
Yes.
I do have one question.
Sure.
And it's concerning the crew that will be following Vova. In the past, when we've had crews coming outside of the IJA videographers, we've had a written agreement with them as far as credits and things like that. Will that be taken care of as well? Has that already been done?
No, actually, Kim, Mark Bacalar is the one who's got Nine Line doing this, and I have given him your information. He's supposed to contact you and see what, you know, whatever the IJA's parameters are for this.
Okay.
No, we don't want jumping off the crew.
What is Mark's position here? I mean,
Mark Bova's manager.
Yes, but I mean, what is he doing with respect to the video and the news?
Nothing except I guess he got them excited enough to come out and follow Vova around. But he's doing nothing official for the IJA or anything like that. He's just Vova's manager.
And it should actually go through our video people, through Jeff and John, rather than even through me. But I'm just looking out here because as excited as I am about Nightline coming and want the positive publicity, it's not going to be publicity for the IJA unless we make sure that our credits are taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very confident that's not a problem.
The other thing I want to make sure is to understand exactly where everybody's going. Where the crew is allowed to go and not go, I mean, in terms of workshops, stuff like that, but also in terms of the championships, it needs to be clearly stated. I do not want a camera crew running around backstage at the championships this year.
That's fine, so Chuck.
That needs to be, we just need to be clear on what the parameters are ahead of time.
We can
talk about that later, and we'll shoot on that.
And that's fine. We'll follow whatever you have to say.
Sorry.
Who's entering and leaving?
It's me, John. I hit the wrong button. I'm back.
Okay.
Okay. John.
Don, did you want to tell him?
Yeah.
Tell him that?
I don't know when you cut out, but
John,
with
was
the
about to ask a question.
Okay. Then you heard my part of it.
Yes.
But would you, because I know I haven't heard anything from Mark Bacalar about this. I actually heard it through Chuck in a private discussion a few weeks ago. And would you feel comfortable or possibly Jeff contacting Mark to see?
Yeah, I think this is a good job for Jeff. I'll contact him tomorrow and
okay.
Get in touch with Mark Bacalar.
Okay.
And again, John, Mark has been very respectful of the IJA and doesn't want to get in anybody's way, and I think he'll follow any edict we give him.
Yeah, just to give everybody a heads up, I mean, I've had an hour conversation with Mark Vova and Barry over competitions, and they're looking at this as a real opportunity, so they do not want this to backfire.
Right.
From that's the impression I've gotten. So, you know, we need to decide what's best for the IJA, and you know, at the same time, I think this could be a good thing for the IJA, but we just need to clearly define those lines and lay them down. But I feel pretty good that it'll be an amicable relationship as long as it's just, you know, there's no surprises in the end. It should be fine.
And I agree with you, Chuck. It's just, as you said, I want to make sure the parameters are out there ahead of time and that we don't end up at the fest and have to say, oh, no, wait, because that's when hard feelings happen.
And it's also...
Yeah, I've worked with Mark and Vova. I'm sorry.
Depending on the situation, it can be very difficult for a corporate news, a volunteer to go against a corporate news crew. And I do not want to... I want to avoid that situation at all costs, wherever it is.
Right.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, Chuck.
If not Dateline, if Nightline is the one that's coming and they want to film something and we have some volunteer security person there who's doing putting their couple hours into the festival and they're the ones that have to say no, I don't want to put them in that position.
John, I think you missed that one part. Chuck mentioned he did not want Nightline backstage running around.
Well, not necessarily completely, but if they're going to be there for Vova's tech run, that's fine. But they need
Chuck, that's exactly what I was going to say. I had expressed that they could probably go to the tech run, but not to the championship itself. And Mark is very cognizant that that really would be unfair to the other competitors and be a distraction and all that. So I do think we're all going to be okay on this, but I agree. Chuck and I and everybody else will come up with some parameters, and then we can know in advance what to expect.
Yeah, we'll just make sure it's clear. We'll coordinate on that. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and we've worked with Vova and Mark before, and you know they are easy to work with. They're very Vova centric in their thinking, but they are easy to work with. So we'll work it out.
I love that terminology.
That's a Russian word.
Richard, I have a question. In terms of doing the tickets, you're aware that you're going to have to get them printed?
I am aware, and I did receive yours, and I changed one thing, and I'll get back with you on that, but printing is not a problem.
Okay, good.
Are we doing badges this year like last year?
Yes, we are doing badges. Well,
yeah, this is John. I got badges, and I'll have them printed here and bring them with me.
Okay, and we're going to use your embossers or whatever
whatever they're called. Yeah, I still have them there.
The plastic cheating cover.
Laminator,
that's the word.
Yeah, I'll be doing inventory in the next day or two, Richard, and let you have a list of everything I'll be bringing.
Okay.
You have the cash registers, John?
I do.
Okay.
One last thing before I lose power. I can't hear you, but I do have Von Jacobs looking for a person to work for us, or two people to work halftime. I do think that's probably going to be our only solution to that challenge.
I don't think it's the only solution, but you know, if we have intelligent volunteers who can sit there for a few hours each and share it, we can do that. If we don't have enough volunteers, clearly we have to hire somebody.
You know, I don't want to have like 2 hours of 30 people through the week mucking around in the cash register.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm afraid of too. Just. I agree in theory that intelligent people could do it, but too many people, I don't know.
People are on vacation, they turn their brains off. Now, if there's somebody's partner who wants to come and do that, and there's maybe one or two of those, that's great. We're trolling for that in the newsletter. If that doesn't work out, then I think we just pay a bookkeeper for the week, a cashier for the week, be done with it.
Richard, have you been in contact at all with Dina?
You know, I have not, and I think you know that, partially because I didn't quite know what we were going to talk about until we got this close and had volunteers. But I don't think that she has anybody that can do this job, because I did send a note out. Hello?
It's not just this job. It's all of the jobs, and I have no idea, you know, what sort of volunteers are lined up.
Well, I'll get you that list, Martin, and I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Do you have a list from her?
Oh, not from her. I mean, I got the volunteers I have.
Okay.
Dina doesn't really put together a list.
See, I thought she was just kind of a coordinator on site. And
I'm wrong about that idea.
But
well, haven't we been?
That's what
haven't
she did
we been ref-
last year?
Haven't we been referring volunteers who wanted to volunteer to contact her? That's what we've been announcing. Her email address.
Well, I will contact
maybe
her tomorrow
that.
And see if that's what's happened.
I'm also trying to get hold of her by email, but she only responds like once a week or something, so she's hard to get hold of as well.
Well, typically she does most of her stuff at the festival.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a few jobs like, you know, the cashier, we need to make sure, and the registration table in general. We need to, Jerry said he didn't have anybody, right, Jerry? Jerry?
I'm on mute, sorry. Yeah, that's correct. No one.
So at this point, I don't have anybody at the registration table.
Well, Jerry, this is Kim. I'll help you out, whatever you need.
Hey, great.
And Jerry, I do have a couple St. Louisans who are going to spend some time there, too, and I'll talk to you about who they are.
Great.
I have a couple of questions for you, Richard.
Sure.
You said you were going to locate, see if there was a Bank of America nearby for taking deposits.
I don't have that answer yet. I did send that request to Bon Jacobs, and he has returned my email on that question.
And have you contacted the circus group that was going to register a bunch of people?
I sent Dave Williker 2 emails today, and I haven't heard back from him.
Okay.
I did make the offer, the final offer, a while back.
Right.
And I'm still waiting for the official list from the Quebec school for the names of the people who are coming. And he's in France right now, and his assistant's supposed to be sending it to me.
All right. Anything else on the festival?
Does anyone know? Richard, do you know the zip code there in Lexington? I'm on the Bank of America website. I can tell you right away where the nearest one is.
40507.
What was that, Chuck?
40507.
07.
4057.
Okay, it's doing a search.
Chuck, while it's searching, Chuck, did you find out what you need about the workshop rooms?
For the most part, I have some questions that are into Richard. He's getting back to me. The biggest concern I see right now is just knowing where extreme juggling is, because if it's going to take up workshop rooms, that's a 3-hour chunk, at least.
Chuck, part of the they changed rooms on this. I think I sent you a note on that.
Yeah, I got that, which is
and
fine.
Still waiting to see exactly what rooms they're going to give us on a daily basis. But extreme juggling will take place in one of the workshop rooms.
And then we're setting up a temporary stage in one or two of the workshop rooms, correct?
That's correct.
We know which one that is?
That is the largest of the three, Chuck.
Okay, the Heritage, one of those threes. I got it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll be able to do that then. Just one, though, correct? Just one of the rooms?
Yes. Although the ceilings are only 16 feet high, but that's just what we have to live with.
Right.
Are the workshop rooms fairly large? I'm getting tired of giving my workshops out in the hall.
No, they'll be large enough for you. Don't worry about it. Martin's on the other workshop, on the other hand, with half the festival might be difficult. No, I'm kidding. We'll make it work.
Okay.
Anything else on the festival for Richard?
Richard, Kevin Axtell here.
Hey, Kevin.
Will the individual prop competition be taking place on one of those temporary stages?
That's the idea right now.
Excellent.
Because we're going to leave that stage up, and we have a microphone and everything.
Perfect. And that'll be in the larger of the workshop rooms?
As it stands right now, Kevin, yes.
Excellent. Thank you. That's all.
And we don't have a sound tech person. I think I sent you that email, but...
Yep, I got that. I'm going to find a person, but the equipment will be provided, correct?
We'll have the equipment, yes.
All right. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, Kim.
One last question. This is Chuck. I'm assuming that room will also be used for the annual meeting, since there'll be a microphone in there, correct?
That's exactly what I thought we'd use it for, yes.
Sounds good. I'll put it in the – I'll block it off.
Although I think I asked this before, but how do you get a quorum if we're in one room and everybody else is in the gym?
Oh, we did it by magic last year.
Okay.
We could do it the same way. We could start off in the gym and then adjourn to the workshop room.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we should plan to do that rather than adjourning twice.
I was going to suggest that, just start in the gym and then move it.
All right.
We'll plan on doing that.
Richard, did we lose Steve Langley?
Steve's not going to volunteer.
Bummer.
John.
Crash, I think, is bringing a PA system and may be able to volunteer for sound.
That's what you said, and I also am all for him running Renegade.
Yeah, I'll I just notified him about that today.
Yep. And the Renegade Space is very nice.
Good.
John, I have a question about the T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
Have you decided on the design and the colors?
Yeah, we're going to go with the second color. Second design.
Right.
Second design, right. Mm-hmm. Basic red for girls, blue for boys, and we'll go with basically the same formula as last year, except we'll weight a little more heavily towards women and slenderer sizes.
Okay. Have you actually ordered the shirts? Or are you waiting for final numbers?
Not yet. I don't need to order them until, you know, a week from now. So, yes, I'm going to get final numbers at this point.
Okay. So, Holly.
Do you have those, Martin? Do you
have Holly, I have some numbers from a few days ago, and those are, you know, pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more trickling in.
Yeah, would you mind sending me that? You know, a few more isn't going to make a difference.
Yeah.
And Richard, this is Kim. One other question I have concerning the planting the juggling seed show.
Yes.
Is that still scheduled for outside at this point?
It is, Triangle Park.
Okay. And in case of bad weather, where will it be? I'm making up flyers to send down there, so I just need to have a alternate space in case of rain.
The only alternate space I think could be used is the gym itself.
For me, isn't a problem.
Depends on how many people you have.
Okay.
We might be able to use that. I'm sorry.
We in the past have had around 100, 125 kids show up.
Do you want me to block out workshops out of that space for the stage area?
For that time period, and there'll probably be two of those rooms, Chuck.
Okay. Kim, will you just email me the day and time?
I sure will.
And then I'll leave prep and breakdown time too.
Yeah, we don't need much prep or breakdown time. Breakdown especially, we don't need much.
Okay.
But I'll send you all the details.
Give me the duration. I just don't want somebody outside waiting for a workshop before or after.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
I'm going to move my truck. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else on the festival?
I'm good.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you for that.
I look forward to having a drink with everybody.
Well, we'll definitely be doing that.
I'll buy the first one.
I'll bring the Yingling.
All right, I'm gonna go now. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Richard. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Okay, the e-newsletter, that's in progress, as you have seen on the website. I'm going to add in a report on World Juggling Day and a call for a volunteer for World Juggling Day on that. Anything else you would like to see in this edition pre-festival?
We did include, I glanced at it very quickly, sorry about that, Don, and by the way, the stuff on the champion, updates on the championship stuff looks fine. The only question I had is, was there something in there about volunteering at the festival? I believe there was.
On the first page, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, I think we'll finalize that later in the week, and I guess have a view to getting it out at the weekend or Monday. I will be away for at least part of the weekend, so I'll have to work around that. Kim, is there anything on the bylaws?
Absolutely nothing. I did talk to Chuck after the last meeting about setting up possibly a workshop time at the fest. And I don't know if we ever solidified that, Chuck, did we?
No, we didn't. Once again, best thing to do is email me, and it goes right into my workshop folder and gets documented in everything. In fact,
okay.
I hadn't even remembered about it since, because we haven't brought it up since. So
yeah, we haven't. We've both been busy.
Just send me a preferred time and all that stuff, and I'll put you in one of the rooms, and we can do that.
Okay.
All right, so we are not actually going to be proposing any bylaws or changes at the AGM.
No.
Okay. Are there any other reports that anyone would like to make? Okay, in that case, we'll move on to continuing a new business. Item 5, I'm withdrawing the tabled motion on the email roster issue with a view to getting some wider consultation for that at the festival. I'm not convinced that the membership is ready to accept a change there. So we'll see what we can do about that at the festival. The next item is in regard to our treasury situation, which Kim has pulled together very nicely in the last few days. And the motion reads, Don moves that in the whereas the search for a replacement for our current treasurer has been fruitless over a period of almost 1 year, and in that those several of those who expressed interest have specific skills that greatly benefit the IJA, Don moves that the formation of an IJA finance treasury team and the following individuals be appointed to said IJA treasury finance team to serve the following role. Kim Laird, oversee the process, keep team to deadlines, primary check writer, responsible for daily financial reporting during the fest. So Kim will be treasurer of record. Kim Sullivan will be bookkeeper, PayPal recorder. John Nichol, secondary check writer.
Can you read those, say those again? I can't hear you. Those last two names.
Tim Sullivan, bookkeeper, PayPal recorder. John Nichol, secondary check writer. Jim Steffen, analyze whether the IJA can afford various projects. Rebecca Kresser, 990 preparation and possible review of quarterly reports. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please?
Chuck seconds.
Is there any discussion?
This is John. I'd just like to say, wow.
Yes, I would second wow myself.
Is that a good wow or a bad wow?
That's a really good wow.
I must say, I have Chuck to thank. Chuck kind of got things moving, and then I just took him in the right direction. Each one of these people is more than qualified for doing this. Jim Steffen sent me a very long email just yesterday. He is so excited about being able to put his financial analysis background toward the IJA and helping out, and is so happy that we found a role for him to fill. Rebecca Kresser just came on board today, definitely. And she is a CPA at a working firm, so she has a whole firm behind her that is willing to help out if she needs any help with our stuff. So Tim Sullivan has been a bookkeeper in the past. He does have his MBA. So we've got quality people, gang.
Overqualified.
But it's taking a team to replace our one Holly Greeley. That says a lot about Holly.
It definitely does.
And I think she deserves a very nice thank you at the very least.
And is she going to be at the festival this year? She is not, correct?
She is not able to make it. She is going to make sure that I have everything that I need for reporting the daily records. She's going to teach me. I'm taking a 3-week crash course.
Hey, thank you for doing this, Kim. I greatly appreciate it.
That's okay. You owe me.
Someone had to step up for it, even though I got it rolling. This is not my forte, and but it's so necessary, and I think it's one of the most important things for the IJA right now. So,
I feel a lot more confident that there are 4 other people on the team who have way more experience than I do, and I basically have to coordinate, but they can do what they're best at.
Right. Good. Great.
Any further discussion?
Is Tim Sullivan going to be the person that the PayPal account will be transferred to?
My name will also be on it, but Tim will be responsible for recording the PayPal transactions into QuickBooks.
Well, whose name? The PayPal account has to be under one person's name. Who's that going to be? It's currently Holly.
Then it will have to be him.
I mean, other people can have access to it, but there's one, has to be one main person.
Well, Tim will have to be it then.
Okay.
And I have talked with Holly about this, ran the team past her, and she was thrilled.
Good.
To see the people that were on it.
One quick question for you, Martin, since you seem to probably know about this. Does the secondary person on the PayPal account have full access to everything?
I do.
But
I have access to everything, so it all depends on what the person who's in charge delegates. Holly, for instance, gave me full access.
And what I might recommend you do is you have full access, but basically give it over to somebody else. So if a couple weeks down the road there's a switch with somebody, you know, hopefully there's not, but a couple months down the road it would easily be switched, and then you would already know, kind of overseeing that stuff.
Exactly.
So it might be better to have you as the primary for right now.
Yeah, that might be good. I think the only thing that the main person can only do, that only that person can do, is add other people to give them access or something. I'm not sure exactly.
Tim just needs enough access so that he can transfer those PayPal transactions into the QuickBooks program.
Well, somebody needs to be able to, aside from doing that transaction, transferring those transactions, from time to time, somebody has to transfer money in or out or issue refunds. Sometimes, for instance, I issue refunds for festival people who, you know, suddenly can't come or for other reasons. Holly has also been doing that.
Okay.
So Holly and I have been handling that.
Well, being that I'll be primary check writer, I know that isn't a check, but I'll talk with Holly, and she's going to – Holly has agreed to stick around as a consultant and will be available to help the team however we need help as far as a transition time period of a few months. So,
good.
And even after that, she said she will be available if we need her help.
Right. I just want to mention that the transfer of person, you know, the transfer to Holly took a long time from Dan, actually. It was from Dan, who had, you know, left a couple of years ago, but it was in his name for a long time. So that took a while. And so it's not a trivial transition, but, you know, it can be done.
Well, that it was one of the parts of this decision on my part. When I spoke with Holly, my name was already on most of the accounts. So the transition won't be that difficult. She's already checked into it.
All right. Is there any other discussion? Is there anybody opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries.
Yay.
Hooray. As a secondary motion to that, I would like to move that the IGAE thank Holly for her efforts over the last 2 years in bringing us into age of correct financial reporting. Somebody like to second that?
I will second that. This is Kim.
Any discussion?
I would like to say it's been a joy working with Holly on the accounting and, you know, records of various forums, festival records and finances and whatnot. That's been great. I'm very thankful that she came in when she did and helped us out.
Yeah, this is John. I was really, really glad to work with Holly during my time as festival director. She was incredibly helpful, and she's just awesome.
Yes.
This is Kim. Just one last comment, and I've already emailed this to Holly. She has left some mighty huge shoes to fill, and I just hope that this team will keep up what she has started.
This is Sandy. I just want to say that from a personal note, Holly's been one of my best friends for, you know, about 23 years. I knew her when she was 18 years old, just graduating from high school. And she never does anything half-assed. You know, she's the consummate professional. And I've run 2 half marathons with her. And, you know, it's not easy for her, but she gets the job done. She finishes it. And she's brought a lot of joy to my life, and she's been great to have with the IJA.
Thank you all. Motion is on the table. Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries.
Here, here.
On to Varia. Sandy.
I just want to thank you all for the work that you've done in the last year on the board, and I've been with you for 2 years, and I really feel like this is just a terrific board, and I've had the pleasure of serving with all of you. So thank you so much. I won't say I've always enjoyed it, but it's never been because of all of you. I really feel that we have been a cohesive unit. It doesn't mean we haven't disagreed sometimes, or you know, sometimes we want to strangle each other, but it just doesn't seem to matter. I feel as though we have really undergone some major steps in the IJA, and just want to thank you for allowing me to have the joy of working with all of you. And I'm a little sad about leaving, actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Comment. And
yeah, this is John. Thank you, Sandy. It's been a pleasure working with you. You've been a key element to the success of the last couple of boards. And I just want to say, long live the Martin and Sandy party.
Thank you, honey.
Right.
Right. The M&S. Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Okay, the next item is Kim and Juggle Camp.
Just a quick idea that Rob and I had this evening over dinner, actually, about Juggle Camp, and I wanted to see if the board was okay with that. Anyone who works with kids know that they like to show off, and we do have some kids that are signed up for Juggle Camp already, and others that I'm sure will join as they get there during the week. But we would like to set up just a video camera in wherever we are in the gym, and I've spoken with Richard about us having a table somewhere specifically for Juggle Camp, and allowing them to just show off on camera. They can see themselves, watch themselves do something, and especially for the very new beginners, it's something that excites them. So would anyone have a problem with us doing some informal videotaping like that?
I can't imagine why we would.
I would be more inclined to encourage it.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah. We just thought it would be something fun. Okay. As long as no one's opposed to that.
No, I think if that footage were to make it into the IJA video, the person should be asked first.
And that wouldn't be a problem. We can take care of that.
And make sure their music's okay.
Well, they won't have music. They'll just be there. It's going to be very informal.
Make sure their silent soundtrack is okay.
We'll get a royalty-free silent soundtrack.
Okay, are there any other items of business? Apparently not. Kevin, if you're still there, do you have any questions?
No, thank you. It was very enjoyable to listen in, and I hope to attend many more.
Good.
Great.
Hope to see you there as well. Okay, there being no further business, the date of the next meeting will be our annual general meeting at Lexington, and I believe everybody but Sandy and Will will be in attendance there. There will be minutes to approve from the last AGM, I believe.
Okay, Don?
Yeah?
Quick interruption, just to let everybody know, Janelle won't be at the festival.
Okay.
So we're going to need to get a secretary for whatever we need to do.
Chuck, I went ahead and asked Steph when we had talked last about that.
Okay.
And she's willing to do it if that's all right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you.
And I'll have a laptop there for her.
Not a problem. She always has hers too.
Oh yeah, that's right. And then I'll just let her do it, and we'll figure out whatever we want to do. That's fine. Great.
Okay. The next.
Don. One more interruption. I'm so sorry. Do you know if we have or if we even want a parliamentarian there again, like we did last year?
I would not mind having a parliamentarian there if one's available.
Okay. I didn't know if Richard... I think we had mentioned that to Richard once before, but I don't know if anything's been done with it.
I don't...
Yeah, this is John. I'm not sure we need a parliamentarian at the annual meeting.
Okay.
I don't anticipate any problems, and it seems like we've spent some money on parliamentarians recently.
Yeah. I just want to ask so that we're not getting caught off guard again.
Yeah. I don't see any reason for it.
The one that we had the last AGM was marginally helpful.
Well, yeah, but we knew there were going to be problems at that meeting.
Yeah, well, I never know that there won't be problems.
There usually aren't problems.
Usually when you're prepared in advance, there aren't problems. Right, I'll ask Richard to see if the Convention Bureau has somebody on tap, and if they do, see how much it costs. And if it's not much, we can avail ourselves of that, and if it's a lot or there isn't somebody, we'll just do without. I don't think it's a make-or-break decision.
Okay.
So the date of the next individual board meeting will be at the pleasure of the next board and the chair, whoever that happens to be. Opportunity to wish everybody who's returning next year and get selected the best of good luck with that. I'll entertain now a motion for adjournment and remind you that we are having an executive session directly after this meeting. And you are calling the executive session code. Motion for adjournment, please.
John will move.
Okay. And I shall let this be 9:06 Eastern Time adjournment.
Thank you, everybody.
Right.
That we are, board members are calling into the alternate conference code for an executive session.
Sure.
Finish your hang up from this one.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.